Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy on Eagle 97.7. There are a few gun ranges that are offering classes for kids. One specifically is one in Missouri. They say they hold the class to help take away the mystery of a gun by letting a child shoot it. And they're hoping that by taking the mystery away, that kids won't play with them. You hear oftentimes that kids are playing with guns. They don't realize that the safety's not on or whatever it is. But do you think that having a gun class specifically for children would encourage them to use it? Or like they said, does it take the mystery away so that they don't feel the need to play with it? They understand the dangers of it, the importance of it, and the weight that it holds when with a gun. There was a guy who brought his 10-year-old son. He said that he hopes the class will teach him the true firepower behind any gun. He said he wants his son to learn how to use the gun safely. If you don't agree with that, I think it's a great idea. I used to shoot when I was a kid, guns with my dad. We would go to the mountains and shoot just at target practice. I think it was a rifle. I don't know. Obviously, I didn't learn that much about guns, but I learned how to handle it safely. And Petch and I had went, it was around this time last year, maybe even before that, we had went to Shooter's Choice. And they gave us a class there on how to properly use a gun, how to load a gun, how to secure a gun. And then we had target practice. I'd like to think I did pretty good. You should be worried about it. But I think it's a great idea. What is the negative side to that, though? Do you think that there are more crazy kids and there are sane kids, and that by teaching them to use a gun, you're instilling? We just heard about the school shooting in Middletown, Ohio, that happened yesterday. Four kids shot by a 14-year-old. Nobody died, but two had non-life-threatening injuries. Other two were believed to be hit by shrapnel. But if this kid had learned how to use a gun properly, could you have avoided that? Or are you teaching kids who already have psychotic tendencies how to use a gun and maybe inspiring them for shootings? So you can let us know how you think. We are having issues with our phone lines. If you want to try to get through, you can, 424-1234. You can also always react to us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can message us, direct message us, whatever, however you want to get to us, you certainly can do that. All the links you need at eagle977.com. Hi, Eagle977. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary Catherine.
What can we do for you this morning?
Actually, I was calling about the children learning how to use a gun issue.
Okay, do you have children?
Actually, mine are grown, but I have a son who's 19, and we taught him how to shoot. Actually, taught my daughter how to shoot as well.
Do you think it makes more sense to teach children how to shoot, how to properly use a gun, secure a gun, and so that they understand the consequences that come with it? Or do you think it's, I mean, obviously I would say that you think that because you taught both of your children how to shoot. Do you think there's any negative effects, though, that there's a kid who could snap and you're showing him how to use a gun, how to use a firearm?
I mean, there's always risk in everything that you do, what you teach a child. You teach a child how to ride a bike, a motorcycle. You risk them being in an accident or causing one. I mean, in reality, I feel like if you teach the proper respect for a gun, the proper handling of a gun, if you teach them respect for each other and for other individuals, you're going to avoid a lot of problems.
Do you? There was a school shooting in Middletown, Ohio, yesterday. And
right.
I don't remember, I mean, the first mass school shooting I remember was Columbine. But since then, doesn't it seem like it happens quite often? Or is that just what we, the media or the news, portrays to you?
No, I believe things are escalating. I mean, I'm a teacher, and I know that there seems to be more violence. But I also know there seems to be less respect for individuals, for life in general. There seems to be less respect for authority as time goes on. I don't think that it has to do with guns. I think it has to do with our society, unfortunately.
As a teacher, I have a friend who works, this is in New Jersey, in a school district in New Jersey, and they have to do drills, active shooter drills. Do you have those?
We have security drills, yes.
Do you, is that something that you're concerned about on a daily basis, or?
No, I'm not concerned about it on a daily basis. I mean, we have a lot of good people in the building that are there for security. We have a good staff. We have a nice student body. I can't say that I'm concerned. And I feel like if you live your life in fear, what good is that going to do?
Do you think there's, I know, I believe in Texas, they just, you have the right to carry, like everybody has the right to carry now, or right to carry a concealed weapon. Do you have your carry card?
No, I don't. No.
I am.
I don't feel a need to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not a good shot. My son is. Mm. My daughter's not a bad shot. I'm not a good shot. I don't feel a need to carry a gun. I feel like we're in a big hunting community, and the more students learn and children learn about, again, gun safety and respect for the gun, they're going to do better.
Well, thank you for checking in this morning. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks.
97.7, who's this?
Hi, my name is Crystal.
Crystal, what can we do for you this morning?
I was calling about the guns for the gun classes for kids.
Sure. Did you learn to use a gun as a kid?
Yes, I did.
Do you think that was smart of your parents to teach you that?
Absolutely. It gave me a lot more respect for what they can do. My husband is actually a firearms instructor for the Delaware State Police Academy, and we teach concealed carry class. And we also teach kids classes.
Do you find, are there kind of, is it frowned upon, your kids, the kids class? Has it been, have you had any reactions from parents saying, you're teaching a kid how to use a gun, they could kill somebody?
No. Most of them, they ask. They want to know when they take their concealed carry class, you know, should we be teaching our kids as well, and what age should we start? And we usually tell them, you know, right about 10 years old, we start to teach them, you know, exactly how to handle a gun, what's safe, what isn't, how to clean them, how to load them, and how to shoot them and how much power they actually have behind them, so they understand the consequences of taking a gun up into their hands.
Do you have children of your own?
I do. I have a 10-year-old son, a 15-year-old son, and an 18-year-old daughter.
And did they all go through your class? Did you teach them how to shoot?
Yes.
I think there's, when cleaning a gun, is there, can you actually shoot? Jose Canseco said he shot the baseball player, former baseball player, said he shot his finger off cleaning a gun. Is that actually possible?
It is with some guns, yes.
All right. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye.